So let's turn to the New Testament. We read some passages in the New Testament.
请我们大家翻开新约圣经，我们来读起初的圣经。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，他又神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
So let's turn to Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章,
verse 15.
第十五节,
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
第十五节, 你们要谨慎行事, 不要像愚昧人, 当像智慧人。
So he says, be careful how you walk.
在这里说你们要谨慎行事,
not as unwise, but as wise.
不要像愚昧人, 当像智慧人。
Let's turn to Galatians.
哥罗西书,
chapter 4.
第四章,
verse 5.
第五节,
Conduct yourself with wisdom towards outsiders, making the most of the opportunity.
你们要爱惜光阴, 用智慧与外人交往。
This word, conduct, should be a walk. So walk yourself with wisdom towards outsiders, making the most of opportunity.
交往这个词的意思乃是要行走, 就是要用智慧与外人一同行走。
So both Ephesians and the Colossians telling us as we walk in this world that we need to have wisdom.
以弗所书和哥罗西书都告诉我们 在这个地上行走的时候我们需要用智慧。
And then let's turn to Luke.
我们翻开, 路加福音,
chapter 7,
路加福音第七章,
and verse 35.
第35节,
Yet wisdom is vindicated by all her children.
但智慧之子都以智慧为事。
So read again. Yet wisdom is vindicated by all her children.
再读一遍, 但智慧之子都以智慧为事。
And let's turn to James.
雅各书,
chapter 1, verse 5.
第一章第五节,
But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously, and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世众受赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主必赐给他。
So this is a great promise from God.
这是神所给我们的极大的应许。
If we feel that we lack wisdom, then we can ask God, and it will be given to us.
如果我们觉得我们缺少智慧的话，我们就可以祈求神， 祂就会赐给我们。
And let's read James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章,
verse 13.
十三节,
Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom.
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢? 他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
And verse 17.
第十七节,
But wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy.
唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温柔良，温良人柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
So let's read the 14 as well, 14, 15, and 16. So, but if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth.
让我把14节和15节一起读。啊，你们心里若怀有苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。
This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属魔鬼的。
For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist,There is disorder and ever evil thing.
在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy.
唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
So let's have a word of prayer.
让我们在低头有点祷告。
Father, you are our God who loves us.
父啊，你是我们的神，你爱我们。
And it saves us through our Lord Jesus, your only begotten Son.
以及着你的独生爱子，这就拯救了我们。
And may everyone here today can hear from you.
但愿我们在座的每一个人都能从你听到你的声音。
Giving us a heart of listening.
给我们一个可听的心。
So we can hear what you say to us today in Christ Jesus.
使我们可以在基督里面能够听见你对我们所说的话。
So that we can worship Him.
使我们可以敬拜他。
And Father, we just pray that you would open the eyes of our heart.
父啊，我们实在是求你开启我们的心。
So again, we can see how beauty, how glorious our Lord Jesus is.
使我们可以看见我们主耶稣基督的荣美。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.So I make a final request. That's our main text actually is in the Proverbs.
我想要跟大家讲的是，我们真正的主题是在那个箴言里面。
So you can turn to Proverbs chapter 1 and 2. It will be great.
所以我们请大家请求大家翻到箴言的第一章、第二章。
So from the passages we read.
刚才我们所念的几节圣经呢
It tells us that the wisdom has two kinds. We have two kinds of wisdoms.
告诉我们有两样的智慧。
First one, Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians verse 30.
第一个智慧是哥林多前书第一章第三十节所说的。
It's what God has done for us.
是神为我们所做成的。
So by His doing, that we are in Christ Jesus.
借着他的工作，我们被做成在基督的里面。
And Christ has been made to us wisdom from God.
那么，基督就借着神成了我们的智慧。
And righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
圣洁、公义和救赎。
And Another kind is what Ephesians Colossians tell us.
那么另外一种智慧呢，是在以弗所书和哥罗西书所告诉我们的。
As children of God, when we walk in this world, that we need to walk in wisdom.
就是当我们作为神的儿女，我们在这地上行走的时候，我们需要在智慧里面行走。
So first kind of wisdom which mentioned is that God's doing, what God has done for us in Christ Jesus.
那么第一种智慧呢，是神所做的，神在基督里面为我们所成就的。
God put us all in Christ.
神把我们放在基督里面。
Because God knew that we could not by our own effort to win our salvation, to earn our salvation.
因为我们人不可能借着自己的力量去得到那个救赎。
We cannot use our human wisdom, human all the strength that we have, all the good intentions to reach to the standard of God.
因为我们人不能靠着自己的力量、自己的智慧和自己所有能用的一切去达到神 的标准。
So we know that God is the most wise God.
我们都知道神是最有智慧的神。
A God of wisdom.
他是智慧的神。
So when he determines to do something,
当他决定要做的事,
and we know that it has to be perfect,
那就必定是完美的,
and it without any failure,
没有任何失败的缘由,
and there's no possibility that the God will fail.
神是绝不可能有失败的可能。
So when God saved us, in this salvation, the eternal salvation, it shows forth God's wisdom.
那么神救我们的时候，这个救赎的这个过程就是神智慧的表现。
Not only that He saved us by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他不光是借着主的宝血拯救了我们。
But He says in the First Corinthians, He says, by His own doing that we are in Christ Jesus.
不光如此，他还在基督的里面，借着他的工作，把我们做成了基督。
We study in Romans. Romans says that Lord Jesus, through His blood, through our faith in His blood, that He redeemed us.
我们都知道，在罗马书一开始就告诉我们，是借着主的主在我们里面的宝血来救了我们。
And Paul used very technical terms to let us know it is like a God put His righteousness into our bank account.
就好像是保罗用了个很技术性的词语，好像是在我们的银行里面为我们借着基督为我们存了一笔。
But not only that, God actually did something more wonderful.
不光如此，神所做的还比这更大。
It's that God put us all in Christ Jesus.
就是把我们放在基督的里面。
So if brothers and sisters, if you are all, if somehow there's an implant operation that can put another person into you know, another person, say this implant operation can take every one of us here and implant to me, for example.
就举个例子来说，就好像假如说有一个人做一个移植，可以把所有的人移植在我的里面，都连接在我的里面。
Then you are one with me, and wherever I am, my wisdom, my strength, my power all become yours, because we are all in one.
因为你已经连接于我了，成为一体了，所以我的所有的智慧，我的能力都是和你一样的。
So in that First Corinthians, it tells us that God's salvation is that He put us all in Christ Jesus.
那么哥林多前书就是告诉我们，在基督的里面，他已经成就了所有一切的救赎。
You know that we can fail, no matter how strong, how wise we are, but we'll fail.
我们都知道我们会失败的，不管我们有如何的强。
We will never ever reach God's righteousness.
就是我们本身是绝对不可能达到神那公义的要求。
We can never ever develop God's holiness in our character, no matter how hard we try.
不管我们如何的努力，我们都绝对不可能把神的那个圣洁的性情做成在我们的里面。
So what God has done is that He performed this implant spiritual operation.
所以说，神所做的就好像是在灵里，在灵界灵的里面做成了一个移植的手术。
He put all of us in Christ, His Son.
把我们所有的人都放在基督里面，就是他的儿爱子里。
So we are as righteous as the Lord Himself.
所以我们的公义就如同神的主的公义那样。
Because we are in Him.
因为我们在他的里面。
And we are as holy as the Lord Jesus is.
我们圣洁如同主圣洁一样。
And we are, we will, you know, redemption in that phrase, talk about the body.
当我们在讲到这个救赎的时候，我们乃是讲到我们的身体的得赎。
And you know that a lot of times, the reason why we are tempted because we live in this body.
我们都知道很多时候我们受到试探的缘故是因为我们生活活在这个肉身里面。
Because there's a power in this, this biological laws, so we subject ourselves to.
因为这个我们这个生这个物生理的需要啊，这个能力使我们受限于其中。
Many lusts and desires come from this body, the naturally.
我们的情欲、肉欲都是从这个肉体的这个天性来的。
For example, you feel hunger.
比如说你
you feel hungry.
比如说你感到饥饿。
And you eat too much.
你吃，你就会吃太多。
So all other the natural, desires, and if become a lust, and it will tempt us, and we will sin.
那么天然的那个需要就变成了我们的欲望啊，以至于犯罪。
So for us to be perfect, we never sin, then we have to change our body. And this redemption talk about one day that God will give us a this glorious body as Lord Jesus had.
所以如果我们要变得完全圣洁的话，除非我们改变我们的身体的形状，我们改变我们的身体。这就是将来有一天神要给我们一个荣耀的身体。
And Lord, God wants to know now today we are in His glorious body.
神今天就让我们知道我们已经在他这个荣耀的身体。
So we are one with Christ.
就是我们在基督的里面。
So
唯一。
There's no salvation as perfect as salvation that God has provided for us.
神所给我们的这个救赎是没有一个救赎能够像这个救赎那样完全。
So if you want to compare all the salvations offered by this world or world religions, no one can provide the perfect salvation as we have in Christ Jesus.
如果你看遍了这个地上所有的宗教、所有的思想所要带给我们的各种救拯救的办法，你会发现没有一个。像我们神所给我们的那样的完全。
God performed the spiritual implant operation and put us all into Christ.
神借这个属灵的移植把我们放在了基督的里面。
And that so we are now one with Christ.
所以我们与基督就成为一了。
And it is what God has done is not by our own doing.
这是神自己做的跟我们所我们的行为毫无关系。
By believing in the Lord Jesus,
就是借着信就得着。
So if we have a friend among us, you haven't really received the salvation.
如果我们中间有一位朋友，他还没有得到这样的救赎的话
，Oh, brothers and sisters, you are still struggling about this how imperfect you are. That sometimes you even doubt your own salvation.
或者弟兄姊妹们，你们常常觉得你自己是何等的不完全，甚至怀疑到自己所得到的救恩。
You never have this confidence that you are perfect child of God.
或者你没有这样的信心，你是神那个完美的孩子。
And then we need to ask God a wisdom.
如果是你有这样的怀疑的话，你就应该祈求神给你智慧。
Now first wisdom we need to ask God is to appreciate Lord's salvation for us.
第一个我们需要在神面前寻求的智慧，就是让我们能够对这个救恩的那个领受接受。
Because 1 Corinthians says, not only that God put us in Christ Jesus, but God has made our Lord Jesus to us the wisdom from God.
因为在哥林多前书这里所讲的，他不光是把我们放在基督的里面，而且他使基督成了我们的智慧。
So that whatever we do, that Christ, by giving us Christ, by put us in Christ Jesus, it is wisdom of God.
神把我们放在基督里，也把基督放在我们的里面，这本身就是神智慧的显彰。
And the Lord Jesus says, wisdom is vindicated by her children.
因为智慧之子，主耶稣说的智慧之子啊，是以智慧为嗣。
Now what does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
Is that you need to have a wisdom to appreciate wisdom.
就是说你需要智慧才能够明白智慧。
So how can you appreciate? How can youOr look at what God has done and make, and suddenly you feel very precious in your heart.
你怎么样才可能是因为看到神这个神的这个智慧，你突然在心里面感到欢喜的领受呢？
How can you feel this wonder in your heart when you think about God's salvation?
当你想到神的救赎的时候，你心里面突然感到是何等的美奇妙。
Lord Jesus says you need wisdom.
除非主耶稣说你需要。你需要这个智慧来明白。
We need the wisdom to appreciate that what God has done for us.
我们需要这样的智慧才能够明白神为我们所做成的。
So the first wisdom, we need to ask God. Because James says, whoever lacks wisdom, we should ask God, and God will give to us.
就像雅各所说的，雅各所说的，如果你们谁缺乏智慧的话，这个时候你就要来求神给我们这样智慧。
And with that wisdom, we appreciate what God has done for us, that we are all in Christ Jesus, and we are as perfect as Lord Jesus.
有了，如果我们得到了这样的智慧，我们就会明白啊，我们在基督的里面啊，神成了我们的智慧，我们是何等的完全。
You know, the preachers love to tell a story about Christians, entering to heaven. They always, before you go to that heaven, there's an imaginary door. And before you enter that, it seems like the angels guarding the door always ask those who like to enter a question. You have to answer it correctly, otherwise you're not going to be allowed into heaven.
我们常常有的传道人喜欢讲这样的一个想象的故事，就是天堂的门，天堂上到将来的天堂，有一个门在那里，有天使守着。你要进去之前，天使会问你问题啊，你才能进去。
I think this is just parables. These are just story they love to use to emphasize the key point.
这我相信这是个比喻了，是好像来显明一个关键的点。
So if angels at the door and ask you.
如果有位天使在那个天堂的门口问你一个问题，
Why should I allow you to enter heaven?
我为什么要让你进到这个天堂去呢？
Because anyone that allowed to enter heaven has as perfect as Lord Jesus.
天使说，因为我允许人进去这个门的都是如同主耶稣那样的完全的人才可能。
Are you as holy as Lord Jesus?
你能够像主耶稣那样的圣洁吗？
Are you as righteous as Lord Jesus?
像那样的公义吗？
Are you as wise as Lord Jesus?
像耶稣主耶稣那样的那个有智慧吗？
And if you struggle, if you feel like no, then sorry, you'll not be allowed to enter the heaven.
如果你在那时刻犹豫了，你不知道是不是这样的，或者你很怀疑自己行不行，那么你就不可能再进到那个门里去。
You see how tragic that would be, because God gave us answer.
你看到没有，这是何等的可悲？其实神早就给我们答案了。
You know, once there's a story that may be true story, because that 100 years ago, there's a ship.Heading for Europe, so a lot of ministers of the Lord were on that ship to Europe for a Christian conference.
有这么一个故事，也可能是真实的。在100多年前，有一个船要开到欧洲去，上面有很多很多的传道人，他们要去那儿参加一个基督徒的聚会。
So these ministers one day, they sat together, they talk about fellowship on the subject of holiness.
这些传道人他们坐在一起，就一起要来一起坐在一起的时候，就分享一个题目，就是怎么样成为圣洁。
So how could a Christian, child of God, develop the holiness in our life, in our character.
就是说神的儿女们怎么样在他们的生活之中渐渐的使那个圣洁能够成形在里面。
How can a Christian can ever be as perfect as the Heavenly Father?
神的儿女怎么能够像天上的父那样的圣洁呢?
Because that's the Lord Jesus says, we should be as perfect as the Father.
就像主耶稣所说的，我们圣洁要如同父那样圣洁。
And then, you know, many, you know, all these ministers, they, you know, they have this way and that way. They talk hours and, you know, everybody shared.
那么这些传道人们就这个讲这样，那个讲那样的，好像都在一起交通分享。
So, and then, hours later, they noticed that this one minister is a Oriental minister there.He sat there very quietly, never spoke a word.
但过一会儿，他们就发现啊，坐在角落里面有一个东方啊面孔的一个传道人没有讲话。
And they turned to him, says, "Hey, brother, what do you say about the holiness of God in our life?"
他们就转向来问这位弟兄说：“弟兄啊，你觉得怎么样？来看。”神的圣洁成为神的圣洁这个问题。
And this brother said this.
这位弟兄这样回答。
Christ is my holiness.
基督就是我的圣洁。
So this is a very profound, but yet it's very simple because God has done for us.
这是一个非常深刻就是非常简单的答案，因为是神为我们做成的。
So I asked this brown sisters, all the brown sisters and the gospel friends, to ask first from God the wisdom to appreciate God's salvation.
所以我在这请求所有的弟兄姊妹们，甚至福音朋友们，你们首先要来求神给你智慧，能够明白神的这个救赎。
And appreciate, and then if we really have this wisdom, appreciate what God has done for us in His Son, through His Son, Lord Jesus. Christians, we will be joined to worship the Lord Jesus. Worship God from the bottom of our heart.
因为这智慧使我们可以明白在基督耶稣里面啊，神所为我们所做成的这一切啊，我们的心就不由啊产生那个欢喜和敬拜。
Now, there's a second kind of wisdom.
那么还有另外一种智慧呢。
Now, second kind of wisdom is a child of God, how we shall walk in this world.
就是神的儿女们在这个地上当如何的行事为人。
On one side, we have wisdom to appreciate God's salvation for us. On the other, that how we live a daily life, that we need the wisdom to interact with this world.
一方面那个神给我们赐给我们的智慧那个智慧是要使我们能够明白神给我们这个救赎是何等的大。另外一方面呢我们需要智慧在这个地上行走的时候怎么样与外界交往。
And this kind of wisdom, actually, Ephesians, the Colossians told us, walk in wisdom.
这第二种智慧就是以弗所书和哥罗西书所告诉我们的怎么样在智慧里面行走。
So Ephesians says, therefore, walk carefully.
所以以弗所书说要谨慎行事。
Be wise.
要有智慧。
And Colossians says, walk in wisdom with outsiders.
哥罗西说要在与外人交往的时候要用智慧。
So the main focus of today's sharing actually is on the second kind of wisdom.
那么我们今天的主要的焦点乃是在这第二种的智慧。
That is the wisdom that it is in the Proverbs.
那么这个智慧呢在箴言里边讲很多。
So we turn to the book of Genesis. I'm sorry, the Proverbs.
所以我们就请翻开《箴言》这本书。
We shared that last time. Actually, I've been struggling. I know that we shared on chapter 1, chapter 2, two times or three times already.
我们上一次我觉得我在前面我都有一点点就是这儿一会儿 share 一会儿那个分享第一章第二章好像都来回有好几次了。But
it's like because this first two chapters is very precious to me.
因为我觉得呢第一章和第二章箴言非常宝贵对我来说。
It's like you have your favorite food.
就好像你自己有你自己最喜爱的食物。
No matter how many times you eat every day, you still love to eat it again.
不管你吃了多少次,每天吃,你还是喜欢这种食物。
If you're invited to my house, I'll make the same food again and again, because that's my favorite food.
如果我邀请你到我的家里的话,我一直请你吃这个东西,一而再再而三,因为我太喜欢那个东西了。
Sometimes, you know, some favorite food that I have, my wife went to bed and then I'll cook downstairs.
有时候我对我那个喜爱的时候当我的太太已经在床上已经上楼床上睡觉的时候我还在楼下继续做这个事。
So I feel like when I meditate, I said, okay, you know what? We should move on to chapter 3.
当我在默想的时候我觉得我们应该讲第三章了。
But I feel like I still want to eat chapter 1 and chapter 2.
但是我还是觉得我需要再回过头来吃第一章和第二章的内容。
So I would like to share, by God's grace, briefly chapter 1 that we shared before, and by His grace, as something more ingredient, side dishes for us.
所以巴不得借着神的恩典,我想再回到第一章,能够发觉到一些新的,一些格外的那个要点。
So we're going to read chapter 2.
我们读第二章。
So my son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you.
我儿,你若领受我的言语,存记我的命令。
Make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding.
侧耳听智慧,专心求聪明。
For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding.
呼求明哲,扬声求聪明。
If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure.
寻找她如寻找银子,收求她如收求隐藏的珍宝。
Then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God.
你就明白敬畏耶和华得以认识神。
For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding.
因为耶和华赐人智慧,知识和聪明都由他口而出。
He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield for those who walk in integrity.
他给政治人存留真智慧,给行为纯正的人做盾牌。
Guarding the path of justice, and He's preserved the way of His godly ones.
唯有保守公平的人的路, 护庇前进人的道。
Then you will discern righteousness and justice and equity and every good course.
你也必明白仁义、公义、正直一切的善道。
For wisdom will enter your heart, and the knowledge will be present to your soul.
智慧必入你的心,你的灵要以知识为美。
Discretion will guard you, understanding will watch over you.
蒙律必护卫你,聪明必保守你。
To deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speak perverse things.
要救你脱离恶道,脱离说乖谬话的人。
From those who leave the path of uprightness and walk in the way of darkness.
要的人舍弃正直的路,行走黑暗的道。
Who delight in doing evil and rejoice in perversity of evil.
欢喜作恶,喜爱恶人的乖僻。
Whose paths are crooked, and who are devious in their ways.
在他们的道中弯曲,在他们的路上偏僻。
To deliver you from the strange woman, from the adulteress who flatters with her words.
智慧要救你脱离淫妇，就是那油嘴滑舌的外女。
That leaves the companions of her youth and forgets the covenants of her God.
她离弃幼年的配偶，忘了神的盟约。
For her house sinks down to the death, and her track leads to the dead.
她的家陷入死地，她的路偏向阴间。
None who go to her return again, nor do they reach the path of life.
凡到她那里去的，不得转回，也得不着生命的路。
So you will walk in the way of good men, and keep to the path of the righteous.
智慧必使你行善人的道，守义人的路。
For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted from it.
正直的人必在世上居住，完全的人必在地上存留。唯有恶人必被剪除，奸诈的必然拔出。
We shared before that the Proverbs is called the Book of Wisdom.
我们都知道箴言这本书，我们提出来，我们讲过，它是啊智慧的书。
And wisdom means in Hebrew the skills.
那么在希伯来文的意思呢，智慧乃是讲到一种技巧。
How you can live in this world.In a godly way.
就是说你在这个地上、啊、生活的时候怎么样能够过一个敬虔的生活。
You and I need the skills to navigate this treacherous world.
我们需要智慧来行走在这个被弯曲的世代里。
There are so many traps, so many temptations.
有何等多的试探，有何等多的陷阱在中间。
So God gives this book so that we can learn to have wisdom to walk in this world.
所以神给我们这本智慧的书，让我们在这个地上的时候可以知道怎么样行走。
So we need to ask God to give wisdom the skill to live a godly life.
所以我们需要神啊给我们智慧，给我们技巧，能够过一个敬虔的生活。
Every day you live with your children at home.
每一天我们在家中与孩子们一起生活。
With your spouse.
和你的那个配偶。
We need the wisdom.
我们需要智慧。
So that we live in our home, in a godly way.
所以使我们可以在家里边生活的时候，仍然有一个敬虔的。
Our life at home will be pleasing to the Lord.
使我们在家里的家庭的生活可以使神喜悦。
So that we will have this integrity.
使我们有一个正直的。
We don't act one way in the church, act another way at home.
我们不可能在教会里边是一种生活方式，回到家又是另一种。
That's most detrimental thing to young people, your children watching you, how you behave as Christian.
这是一个非常具有破坏性的那个做法，因为我们的孩子们在观看我们的行为，怎么样做一个基督徒。
How you live in the dorm?
你在或者在宿舍里面。
Your life in the dorm, watched by your friends, by your roommates.
因为你在你学生宿舍里的那个怎么样生活，你的那个室友，你的那个
同学在看。All the distractions.Happening campus, how can you live in a godly life?
你在校园里面，你怎有这么多的陷阱？你怎么样能够过出一个敬虔的生活来呢？
You need the faith, but also you need wisdom.
你不光需要信心，你同样也需要智慧。
How you act in the office?
你在办公室，你的行为是什么呢？
There are many political.Things, politics in the office.
在办公室里面有各种各样的政治，人与人之间的诡诈。
And also has policy of tolerance of intolerance.
在公司里面也有一些那个政策，哎，什么是可以容忍的，什么是不能容忍的。
How you live in the office in that kind of environment.And be able to live in godly way.
在那样的环境的里面工作，你怎么样能够 过出一个敬虔生活来呢？
These are the things that we need God's wisdom to guide us every day.
所有这些事情、啊、都是我们需要神给我们智慧来度过每一天的。
And I love this、book of Proverbs because here in chapter 1, verse 20, wisdom shouts out loud.
我非常喜欢、这个箴言这本书的第一章的第二十节，他说智慧在街市上呼喊。
Now, you read all, any other books, the, you want to search out wisdom, it's kind of hard to find.
当你在 你什么书都没有了，你要在寻找智慧的时候，发觉很难寻找。
No, in any other books in the Bible, it's difficult to find wisdom.
在圣经里边的和其他的书里面很难寻找到智慧。
Because the wisdom are hidden, is hidden in those books.
因为在其他的书卷里面，智慧好像是隐藏的。
But in the Proverbs, in the very beginning,It tells us that wisdom cries out in the street corner, in the concourse, in the gathering place, in the marketplace, call out your names so that we can have wisdom. He's still eagerly looking out for us, to us.
但是在箴言里面却不是这样，因为这智慧、啊、在街市上，在大街上，在你所看到的各种公众场合下大声的呼喊出来、啊、向我们呼喊你的名字。呼唤出你的名字。
He said, "Come, come, come! I'll show you."
呼叫你来，来，来，你来看，我来告诉你什么是智慧。
So, when I prepare this message, I ask myself, how many brothers and sisters, after the heard this sharing twice and three times already, they're really eager to read Proverbs. I don't wanna,、I don't want you to raise your hand because I don't want to embarrass myself. Maybe none of you. read the Proverbs yet. But that's the thing. God says, you know, I want to make it easier. You know, wisdom is hard to find. But I want to make it easier. In the Proverbs, I put it in a very easy way for you to find it.
我分享过好几次关于箴言的那个信息了，不知道弟兄姊妹听完以后啊、有没有回去啊、读箴言这本书啊、我不好意思问你们大家，可能没有多少人这么去读过，去回过头来读这本书。但是呢啊、我想要说的是，这本书里边确实智慧是那样的明显啊、在大街市上来呼喊出我们的名字来，让我们看见它毫不隐藏。
And he tells us the key immediately, like in the plain text.
他一开始就用非常简洁的言语来告诉我们。
In verse 7, chapter 1, verse 7, it says, Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, is the beginning of wisdom.
那么第一章第七节一开始就这样告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是知识智慧的开端。
So in a verse, chapter 9:10, it says, Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Knowledge and wisdom, they are synonyms.
在第九章第十节、这样说，敬畏耶和华是智慧、是智慧的开端。
So he tells us right up front that fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以开明中义一开始、这本书就告诉我们敬畏耶和华乃是知识智慧的开端。
And how we want to learn wisdom is the first thing is to cultivate the fear of the Lord at home in your private life and when you are alone and you should start to cultivate the fear of the Lord.
所以我们怎么样能够培养那个智慧呢？就是在家里面，在一个人安静的时候，我们来学习怎么样来敬畏耶和华。
So let's move to chapter 2.
那我们再我们继续来看第二章。
And it starts off with my son.
一开始的时候他用的词是我儿。
So we said that my son is a very key word in the proverb as well. It says, it tells us that this wisdom is built upon this intimate relationship.
我们分享过这个词，我儿这个词啊，一开始我们就说啊，这乃是告诉我们啊，把这本书好像在讲述是一个非常亲密的关系的基础上。
Every passage, the section actually start with this word, my son.
因为每一章的开头，我们都看到，每一段的开头，我们都看到以我儿这个词作为起点。
He does not tell us, I want you to do this. I command you to do this. No, he says, my son, if he's appealing to this, on the basis of this intimate relationship, he appealed to our reasons, to our love, to our respect, to our trust.
他一开始就用我儿子，他不是的，好像做一种命令的手段来告诉我们，你们当做这个当做那样，乃是把我们带到一个非常亲密的一种关系上。我的儿，如果你愿意，或者如果怎么样的话。So
building that trusting relationship is very important. Loving trusting relationship at home, very important.
所以我们需要来建立这种互相信赖的这种关系。
With your sisters, with your children, with their spouse, it's very important.
不管是你的配偶, 你的儿女, 还是你的弟兄姊妹,
God sent His Son, our Lord Jesus, to convince us that He loves us.
神把他的爱子拆下来, 就是要,
And for those fathers, that it's very important. Children are watching how we treat their mothers.
作为父母亲，做父亲的应该很明白，你怎么样的尊重，尊重你的配偶，你的儿女在看见。How
we interact with their mom?
我们怎么样给孩子的母亲的这样的那个？
We need to respect our wife, who is their moms.
我们需要来敬重我们的妻子，因为我们的妻子是我们孩子的母亲。
Some young people told me that, oh, my parents, they argued whenever we go on the vacation.
我们听到孩子们常说，我们父母亲总是在度假的时候总是在吵架。
The moment they get into the car, fighting all the time, all the way until they get to the destination.
一上车，父母这个爸爸妈妈就吵架，一直吵到终点。
The whole vacation is just hear the parents arguing.
整个度假期间，父母亲都是在吵吵闹闹。
Fathers, we need to really respect and honor our wife.
做父亲的，我们需要来敬重你的妻子。
We need to have this wisdom to appreciate God's command. The wives are the vessels of this life. We share the same vessel with them for this eternal life.
因为做妻子的时候，我们承受，一同承受生命之道的，他们是软弱的器皿。
And children are watching.
而我们的孩子们在观看。
So that's also one of the aspects to build this trusting, loving relationship with our children.
所以我们确实看到了，我们需要跟我们的儿女之间建立一种彼此信赖的关系。
With this foundation, our children will listen.
在这样的基础上，我们的儿女才会听我们的话。
And fathers, parents, we really need to have this dialogue with our children. We need to spend time talking to them.
做父亲的或者做父母的，我们需要有时间，花时间跟儿女们来彼此交流。
You know, when you eat together, it's better not to watch TV.
当我们在一起吃饭的时候，最好不要看电视。
You want to have time to talk about things that happen in your life, in their life.
因为我们需要有时间，一起来分享我们在一天的生活里面所发生的事情。
When our children grow up, whenever we have dinner, we don't want TV. We just realize nowadays children are gone. It's always TV. It's not good either, right? Because now parents, the wife and husband need to have conversation as well. But we are watching TV. It's bad.
孩子们在家的时候呢，我们一直不看电视，吃饭的时候我们就讲话。那现在孩子已经离开了，好像现在就变成打开电视在看电视了。其实做夫妻的也需要有时间在一起交流，不是看电视。
So here it says, if you receive my word, treasure my commandments with you. So it talk about the trust, you know, to believe, to receive. Last time we share, is another word for believing. So how can children believe us? It's because of that if they believe us, they trust us, they receive our word.
这儿啊，他说，若领受我的言语，存记我的命令，这乃是建立在一种彼此信赖的关系上，他们我们的孩子们才能够听，才能够听得进去。
And we treasure, so they will treasure, what we will say for them.And they want to obey.
那么他们就会珍那个宝贵啊，我们所讲的话，而且他们会去顺服。
And so here in verse 2 tell us actually it's the same as verse 1. It's the how do we receive our ears? We listen, we incline, we want to listen, hear what you have to say, and incline their heart to understanding. So they want to have this.The wisdom to understand the commandments.
所以在第二节他也继续讲到也是同样的意思啊，要侧耳的听智慧专修的求明哲他们需要智慧才能够明白。
You know, God's commandments, we actually need the wisdom to understand and how to apply to our life.
我们都知道神的那个诫命啊需要用神的智慧才能明白并且能够应用出来生活出来。
I use an example.
比如说
you know, the Bible says we need to honor our parents.
圣经告诉我们我们需要尊崇父母。
Actually, this is the fifth commandment in the Ten Commandments.
这是十个四大诫命中的第五条。
But the Lord Jesus also said, if you don't hate your parents, your wives, your children, then you're not my disciple.
但是主耶稣又说如果你不恨恶你的父母你的孩子你就不配做我的门徒。
How do you apply?
那你怎么样应用这两个事情
Totally opposite commandment.
这两个好像是看似互相矛盾的你怎么样应用呢
The Bible said, while another side says, you need to love your wife.
因为圣经一方面说你要爱你的妻子。
Those who married, you need to please your spouse.
如果你那些结了婚的你需要让你的配偶高兴
but 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 29 tells us those who married as though you are not married
那么哥林多前书第七章第二十节却这样说他说那些结了婚的要像没有结婚的
how do you balance this
那你怎么样来平衡这两个之间的矛盾呢
your wife wants you to accompany her shopping but you have aYou know, you feel like you need to go to church for something. So how do you balance that? You want to follow these commandments or you follow the other commandments? So how do you do that?
一方面你的妻子可能想要你陪着她去逛商店另一方面呢你又觉得你需要去教会那么你一方面你要应该按照这个圣经的说法应该这样做按照圣经的别的地方说呢应该那样做那你怎么样能够把这两个
Proverbs 26 verse 4 and 5 it says,First verse says, do not answer a fool according to his foolishness. Otherwise, you'll become as foolish as him.
箴言第二十六章一开始就这样告诉我们不要照愚昧人的愚昧话来回答他恐怕你和他一样了。
But right next verse, it says, answer a fool according to his foolishness, so he will not think himself wise.
但是接下来的一句又怎么说呢他说要照愚昧人的愚妄话来回答他免得他自以为有智慧。
I can say that all the truth has two sides in the Bible.
我可以这样说在圣经里面所有的真理都是两方面的。
How do you apply? Which one you obey? Which one you choose to obey?
那你怎么样应用呢你怎么样来应用某一方面而不用另外一方面呢
So it says, incline their heart to understand. We need to ask the Lord, have wisdom to understand what the Lord says. And a given time, what he wants us to do. Understand commandments. It's important.
所以这是为什么我们需要来侧耳听智慧专心求明哲能够明白怎么样来应用。
And verse 3 says, for if you cry for discernment and lift your voice for understanding.
就像第三节第二章第三节说要呼求明哲扬声求聪明。
And it tells about we need to have this desperate spirit. You know, once the brother says, God does not listen to prayers. God only listens to desperate prayers. I say amen to it.
所以说我们需要有这样的渴慕的灵来寻求才行。就像一位弟兄曾经在祷告中所说的那样的，他说：“我神不听我们的祷告，除非我们是一个非常绝望的灵在那向着神祷告。”
You know, in the Matthew, it tells us of a man born blind. When he noticed that the Lord Jesus passing by, so he was there, he cried out to the Lord. This is the only chance that he had in his lifetime, that he had a chance to be healed with his blindness. So he cried aloud. He says, Son of David, have mercy on me.
就像在马太福音记载这样一个故事，一个生来就瞎眼的人，当他听见主耶稣路过的时候， 他大声的呼求，求主能够医治他，因为这也可能是他一生唯一的机会，所以他大声呼喊出来。Someone
tried to silence him, says, "Shh, be quiet."
那么跟随主的一些门徒呢，听到他的大声的呼求的声音的时候，叫他闭嘴。But
he cried. What happened? Is he just listen and be quiet? No, He knew that this is the once in his lifetime to get healed. So he cried even more louder.
那么圣经怎么说的呢? 当时那些门徒要他安静的时候，如果他要像门徒那样说的，他就不可能了。所以那个时候他圣经说的是，他更大声的呼喊说，因为这对他来说可能是唯一的一个机会。
That is the kind of attitude that God wants to have to understand his word.
这样的态度就是神所需要来让我们有去明白，去祈求明白他话语。To
understand his commandments.
去明白他的诫命。And
then he says, that if you search her as silver and search for her for hidden treasure.
第四节说，寻找他如同寻找银子，搜求他如搜求隐藏的珍宝。
A silver is at the time is the money, the same as money, and the hidden treasure. So I sometimes just imagine that whenever I read a chapter, if I understand the Bible, just pop out a piece of silver to me.
那个时候银子我们都知道是那个时候的那个钱，对吧？还有寻找珍宝。我有时候在读圣经的时候，突然发现了有一句，有那个圣经一下。 那句经文开启了，我们就感觉到好像我得到了银，找到了银子似的。So
if you read the chapter, you understand it, and suddenly the Bible will pop up a 10-carat diamond.
有时候你在读圣经的时候，突然你读，你一下就明白了里面的经文，就好像这个圣经一下冒出了一串的那个 diamond 金刚宝石钻石。
Yeah, so if that's the case, I think all of us will study very hard, right? All of us, you will not say, okay, you want to go shopping? No. I want to study the Word of God. You want to go Hawaii for vacation? Say, no. Or at least I want to bring my Bible, you know, concordance. Oh, you know, you want to carry that because if that's true.
如果真是这样的情形的话，那么当别人邀请你去那个 去那个逛街的时候，你就说不会的，或者人家要求你去，或者你们要去那个夏威夷去旅游的时候，你也不会去。就算你去了，你也会把那个圣经带上，或者把那个解经的各种各样的书籍都带了一大堆去。
Let's watch Spider-Man 3 and 4 not coming up. No. I want to study Word of God. This
或者现在这个
10 diamonds in it.
或者现在蜘蛛人四，正在出来了，别人邀请你去看的时候，你说不，我需要看圣经，在圣经里边有那个 diamond， 有那个钻石。
So this is how God wants us to treasure. And if we have that kind of attitude, and Bible tells us, God tells us, that then we'll find the fear of the Lord. We will discern, we will appreciate the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God.
当我们用这样的态度去寻找的时候，去读的寻求的时候，我们就会圣经就会告诉我们说，你们就会明白，啊，敬畏耶和华，得以认识神。
So chapter 1:7 tells us the fear of God is the beginning of the knowledge of God, is the beginning of wisdom of God, and here it tells us how we get the fear of the Lord.
啊，圣经那个箴言一开始第一章就告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是知识。的开端是智慧的开端。那么这里就告诉我们，刚才这里就告诉我们，怎么样能够得到那个敬畏耶和华的这种智慧。
And then he says, the first objective is he tells us this how to get the fear of the Lord in our life.
这里啊，一开始就告诉我们，怎么样能够明白敬畏耶和华，得以认识他。
Yes, true.To have this desire, the desperate desire to understand God's word.
就是要有一个那个迫切渴慕的心，去明寻求去明白神的话。
To treasure His commandments.
去珍宝珍贵他的那个诫命。
And try hard to understand it.
并且努力去明白。
If you don't understand the sharing.Some people, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters, one of the complaints we hear most is that every Sunday the message is actually hard for young believers to understand.
怎么样努力去明白呢？我想很多时候我们有的年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们常常抱怨说这个星期天主日早晨的这个信息很难明白。
See, this is give us a great opportunity to ask God, to ask God's wisdom to understand God's word.
看见没有？这确实就给了我们一个机会让我们去求神让我们能够真的能够明白神的话。
It's just a test to see if how desperate we really want to understand God's word.
这本身就好像是一个试验，试炼让我们看看我们有多么的渴慕，想要绝望去明努力去明白神的话。
And then he says this from 6 to 8. You know, the 6 to 8, it spoke to me personally that the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth, come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity.And guarding the path of justice, he preserved the way of his godly ones. You see, that godly, there's a person with the integrity, there's upright, they all talk about our character.
第六到第八节对我个人来讲，我觉得它确实是讲到我们这个人的那个性格他说，因为耶和华赐人智慧、知识和聪明，都是从他的口而出。他给正直人存留真智慧。给行为纯正的人做盾牌，为要保守公平人的路，普遍敬虔人的道。
So when I was young, I tried to there's a time that I really want to find out what wisdom is because I need to make a big decision. I decided to stay in America or going back to Taiwan or Korea. And I think that that will impact my wife's life and the children.Will come after they were all impacted, right? Instead of speaking English, they speak Korean or Chinese. So I was struggling, and I asked other brothers and sisters, like elder brothers, asked them opinion. They said, "Oh, you should stay in the United States." I said, "What?" Okay, so and I tried to search out. I read a lot of books.And I feel like, oh, had I read through, studied through the Bible 100 times, that time is made, I could understand God's, what God wanted me to do. But, you know, of course, I just believe in the Lord 2 years. So I need to make that decision.
And I also searched a lot of books, tried to help me to have this wisdom to know which way God wanted to go, staying here or going back to Taiwan or Korea.
OK. 在我还很年轻的时候，那个时候我刚信主大概有两年吧，那个时候我对圣经也不太熟悉，但是我那个时候特别需要寻求神的智慧，告诉我该怎么样行，因为对我来说那次是我人生中最大的要需要做一个很重要的决定，我是留在美国呢还是去台湾或者去韩国呢，因为这个将要影响不光是我自己，也影响到我的妻子，还有将来要来的孩子们，他们可能以后就不会讲英语，会讲中国话，只讲中国话或者韩国话了。所以呢，那个时候我就去问年长的一些弟兄们。那么，但是呢，我的感觉是，但是不光是问年长弟兄们，我也看了很多的书，希望能够找到做出这个决定的这个智慧来。
And also the church I love most, so I really had a hard time to you know thinking about leaving that Israel.
当然，我也特别爱教会伊斯林，因为我不舍不得离开。
And then one day it dawned on me.
有一天
，Is God's wisdom actually lies in the character?
啊，我突然明白了，神啊，神的智慧乃是在于一个人的性格。
If you are a gentle person, your decision will carry, will have this gentleness in it.
如果你是个温柔的人，那么神给你的智慧就带一种温柔的性格。
So whatever decision you make, actually determined by your character. That's why the Bible says, this is what James says.
也就是说，你不管你做出什么样的决定，是取决于你这个人的性格，这就是雅各所说的。
You know that We like to have an instant noodle, instant whatever, right? We like to see that a Bible, you know, I need to make decision, God. I need to see if I need to stay here in Taiwan and then, whoa, Taiwan. I don't know that. I know your brother, right? He came to the East Coast and then he came, immigrant from Taiwan. And I said, oh, most people stay in California, West Coast. Why you came here, East Coast?He says, you know, I pray and then I turn the Bible. Whoa, 以东，
以东。好 ，OK. Hopefully I can remember. 我们都知道，我们很多人都很喜欢这个方便面、快速食物，一拿来吃就可以了，对不对？所以呢，我们常常会有这样的感觉，就是说我需要知道神的，我需要每个。决定的时候怎么办呢？就是把圣经关起来，一下打开，一下就看到哦，是加州，对不对？或者是哪里？这样就决定了。有一个。
So the that brother says because he go like this right after prayer, you know he said, "Wow, Edom in Chinese has a east in it. Edom means east. So oh, that's why. So oh, God want me to be in East Coast. So he came here. He loved the Lord, but does not."Love the Lord in the true knowledge of God. So he came here. He loved the Lord, donates the cars. He will have a big heart. So this brother.
So 有一位弟兄呢，他是在这个东岸居住哈。我就问他，你怎么决定来东岸的呢？因为从台湾过来的人哈，一般都是愿意在加州嘛，因为那边更近，也确实很好啊。他就说我是这样决定的。那有一天呢，我拿着圣经关起来，我一打开就看到那是以东。以东不是东面吗？所以他就说呢，以东应该是东面，那就是东岸呢、啊，所以他就搬到东岸来了。这个弟兄是很爱主的，他也非常愿意把自己的奉献啊、这些车啊这些奉献出来给弟兄姊妹或者教会的。但是呢，我觉得呢，他不是靠着真的知识来寻求那个智慧。
So Bible is telling us that's very important thing is that when.If we want to have wisdom, actually we need to pay attention to our character building.
所以圣经告诉我们，如果我们真的需要喜爱智慧的话，我们需要注意我们这个性格的养成。
And then there's it tells us the second thing that what he wants us to have is this, verse 9. Then you will discern righteousness, justice, equity, and every good course.
那么接下来要怎么说呢？他说，你也必第九节，你也必明白仁义、公平、正直一切的善道。
So the two things we will have. That's one is the fear of the Lord. The other one is verse 9 says that fear of the Lord is about us and God, but verse 9 says it's about us with the other people.
那么所以说是两个方面哈。第一方面关于智慧，我们要敬畏神，来讲到我们和神之间的那个关系。那么第九节告诉我们是要的内容呢，是讲到另外一方面，就是我们和人与人之间的那个。
God wanted to have a righteous and justice, fair, equity, every good course.
所以我们与人相处的时候要仁义、公平、正直啊，行一切的正道。
And then he says in 16, we have to jump. I have only 5 minutes left. The 16. It says, to deliver you from strange woman, and the 12, to deliver you from the way of the evil, from man who speaks perverse things. And 16 says, to deliver you from strange woman, from adulteress who flatters with her words.
所以我们来看，再继续来看十二节、十六节，因为只有很短的一点时间了。第十二节讲说要救你脱离恶道，脱离说乖谬话的人。第十六节讲说要智慧要救你脱离淫妇，就是那油嘴滑舌的外女。
So in our life, if we have wisdom, if we fear God, then there's two things that happen. One, we'll be delivered from the bad people, the bad friends that give us bad influence. So he talk about two things. One is friendship. The other one is courtship or relationship.
当我们是如果我们是有这样的智慧的话，那么我们就会讲，这圣经就告诉我们有两方面哈。一方面，这个智慧可以救我们脱离那种不好的交友啊，朋友之间那种关系，使我们脱离那些坏的朋友。另外一方面呢，也讲到我们跟那个男女之间的那个关系上。
So.You know that we are defined by the friends we hang out with.
我们大家都知道，我们根据我们的朋友来决定我们这个人是什么样的人。
What you are is defined by the friends you hang out with.
你是怎么样的人呢？就看看你的朋友就知道。
So it's very important for parents to bring your children to the church to have a friend, so your children have a chance to have friends with the brothers and sisters, with the Christians friends.
所以做父母的非常重要，如果你希望你的孩子交什么样的朋友呢，最后就把他希望把他带到教会来，有基督徒的朋友。
Bring them on Friday, bring them Saturday, bring them any chance that you have a Christian meetings, bring them there.
把他们带到星期五、星期主日的那个聚会来，甚至或者说各种基督徒的聚会里边带去，让他们在那样的环境里边交朋友。
Young people, if you are college, forget about fraternity, forget about sorority. Just to look for Christians, they are pure in their heart to pursue the Lord. They love the Lord.
对上大学的年轻人哈，你们不要去想要去跟那种弟兄会、那种姊妹会、那种学校里边那种各种会，应该是寻找基督徒和他们交往。
I have a couple of young people says, oh, I want to join the fraternity because they will help me to find the jobs.
我有几个认识的年轻人，他们说，哦，他们要参加大学里的各种那种兄弟会，他们想要，因为他们可以帮助你找工作。
They actually job from the Lord.
其实工作是从神来的。
And then second thing is a courtship, is a relationship, it's very important.
那么第二个关系呢，是讲到男女之间的那个关系非常重要。
16 says, deliver you from strange woman.
就是讲到说要救你脱离淫妇。
So this is I think a young people, one most important factor, if they can, to affect their spiritual life, is their marriage.
对年轻人来说，能够影响他们属灵生活的 最重要的一个方面就是他们的婚姻。
Or the girlfriends, well, today's language is a girlfriend counted, girlfriend.
或者说他的女朋友。
If you marry a wrong person, then no matter how spiritual you are, how much you love the Lord, you'll be dragged down. You'll be dragged down.
不管你曾经是什么样的那个有属灵的追求，但是你跟一个不好的人结婚了，那你必然会下沉的。
Especially for those who marry a young non-believers.
特别是当你与一个不信的人结婚的时候，更是如此。
Or even to a Christian who does not have a heart for the Lord.
或者说你与一个根本就没有爱主之心的基督徒结婚也是如此。
So the thing that parents need to watch for is really pray for them that they marry a spouse, that they marry husband, wife, that they have a heart for the Lord. Not only just a saved. Saved is the most lower common denominator, right? Some people even don't have that as foundation either. As long as their children married, they are happy. But for Christian, I hope, right, that not only they are Christians, but they have a heart for the Lord. They serve the Lord.
你要结婚的对象不光是你找一个基督徒那基督徒信主重生的那是最基本的要求，最好要寻找一个对有心爱主的人。
So that's a very important for all of us, for young people and for parents, that we need to have this fear of the Lord in our heart, have this wisdom, so we have a skill. How to, so see how, say for example for me, right, I have three daughters, they're all about, they should have a boyfriend, right, so, but they don't. So now, I need to ask God, have wisdom, how to deal with this thing, right?Should I encourage them? Hey, this ChristianMingle.com, the website for Christians, singles to hang around, or you bring to this conference, that conference. I mean, how do you do that? I need to have a wisdom. I think the same thing applies to you. One day, you'll face similar situation. How do you do that? Right? How do you still maintain and your godly life? And also hope them.Their godly life will continue or even improve on and on.
我想敬畏耶和华哈，无论是对年轻人来说，对父母亲来说，都是同等的重要的。我自己有三个女儿，她们都到了应该找男朋友的那个年龄的，但她们现在还没有。那应该怎么样引导她们呢？在这事情上，确实我也在寻求神，给神祷告，希望神给智慧，能够敬畏神，因为。难道是要去各种各样的聚会基督徒的聚会里边在那里跟基督徒在一起寻找吗？还是上那个网站那个网站基督徒一个找对象的网站或者在那儿去不管怎么样说，我觉得都是要以敬畏耶和华，让神给我们智慧，给我们技巧，在这种里面能够明白该怎么样做。
So we know for sure whatever you choose is God's way for you, very personalAnd because they are very precious to you, to me. So whatever decision you make, it is that you have to stick to it. You know that there's a cost. And do you have a wisdom? We really need to have a wisdom. And that wisdom foundation is the fear of the Lord.
所以我们需要来寻求神给我们智慧这个智慧的根基就是敬畏神。当我们靠着神做了这样的决定的时候，我们就要坚守这样的决定。因为所有的决定都是有代价的，但是最基要的一点，一个根基就是我们要来敬畏神，求神给我们智慧来做决定。
So let's have a word of prayer.
那我们低头祷告。
Father, we ask that you will grow the love of Christ in our heart.
父啊，我们实在是求你让我们的心中能够。生出对主的爱来。
That the fear of the Lord will become second nature in everything we do to please Him.
使敬畏神成为我们的那个本性，让我们做的每一件事情都是要讨主的喜悦。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
感谢我们的神借着弟兄所分享神的智慧。
We thank our God for sharing his wisdom with us through